It's Christmas. No, literally, it is Christmas Day when this goes out. Christmas Day this year falls on a Thursday, and every Thursday I release a new episode of the podcast, so I couldn't leave today up to chance, and here I am. Now, obviously, I'm not recording this on Christmas Day, and I really hope you're not listening to it on Christmas Day either. But if you have come for a little piece of Becca today on Christmas Day, I'm going to be sharing with you everything you need to be doing today. Number one, eat too much food. What is it about Christmas that makes us eat too much food? My absolute favorite food at Christmas is a Brussels sprout. I know it's controversial, but I absolutely love them. I'm going to be eating lots of Brussels sprouts on Christmas Day, and I hope you're going to be enjoying your favorite food too. Also, what is it with having tea so soon after Christmas lunch? Don't know if this happens in your house, but we have a really late lunch. We have a massive three-course meal, and about 2 hours after lunch has finished, the tea comes out. And quite frankly, the tea is one of my favorite parts about Christmas. The cheese, the chocolate biscuits, it's all good. But yes, we do eat far too much on Christmas Day. The second thing you should be doing if you want to be more like me at Christmas is playing some board games. Get that competitive spirit out. Bring the family together. Get off the screens and play board games. What's your favorite board game? If you've ever played a board game with me, you will know I'm uber competitive. I love board games and I will play them with my kids and the rest of my family all day long if I can. Some of my personal favorites though, Linky, great team game to play at Christmas. Absolutely love it. And I am a big fan of Monopoly. I love that. My other favorite is Settlers of Catan. Not sure we're going to play that at Christmas, although my kids do like it now. And now they've got to an age where I can play board games with them. It's even better because I've got willing volunteers to sit down and play games for a few hours. I really recommend that as number two. The third thing you should be doing today is opening and giving gifts. Now, I don't know how you do it in your household. Everyone's house is different, isn't it, at Christmas? We all have different traditions, those of you that celebrate. But for us, we have our stocking presents first thing in the morning, in bed, and then we actually don't open all of the rest of our presents until after lunch. So my kids have to be patient. I had to be patient when I was a child as well. We open them after we've had our big lunch, which is normally around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a long time to wait until we get our presents. But what I love about doing that is it means that Christmas lasts the whole day, because by the time we get to that time, it's all exciting again because we get to open new gifts and try out our new things and then throw some board games in along the way. The fourth thing you should be doing today or around the Christmas period, if you don't do it on Christmas Day, is watching Christmas movies. I absolutely love a Christmas movie. They're so feel good and fun. What are your favorites? My favorite Christmas movie of all time is Miracle on 34th Street. And I still want to go to New York because I see it in that movie every single time and I've still never managed to get there and see it. That Macy's parade looks so much fun on the TV. It's probably not as exciting in real life, but who knows? As a Disney lover, I probably do love a parade. But you got to watch a Christmas film at Christmas. And the final thing you should be doing today is hugging the people you love the most. Christmas for me is about family. It's about friends. Even if you're spending it on your own today, then go find some other people tomorrow, the people that you love, and give them a big hug. If you walk the streets on Christmas Day, it reminds me of COVID, because even if you're on your own, you go for a walk, there's so many people out walking and everyone says hello to you. You know, Christmas is a time for us to reflect and to have time with our family. And we got to hug our loved ones, our friends, our family a little bit closer this Christmas. So I encourage you to do that as well. So take some time for you over this Christmas period. And from my family to yours, I wish you all a very happy Christmas.